الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم، وإن أسأتم فلها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, request all that we recite 3 times قل هو الله شريف. Make إصال الثواب. People have done, we all have done, for our marhum مولانا حضرت مولانا حارون صاحب, all our other marhumين who have passed away. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This shouldn't be made a standard practice every time. It becomes a bid'at. But occasionally, we should try and remember our marhumin and make regularly isali sawab for them. And 3 times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ, we also get the whole Qur'an Sharif sawab. On one occasion, Hadrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who reads 10 times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ Sharif, a huge palace is built for him in Jannah. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case we will build plenty of palaces. Just to return, they had that yaqeen. Today to build one toilet, one shower, just to put a basin in somewhere. How lot work there is. How lot headache there is. And just 10 times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ and a palace of Jannah is built. So when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case we will build many palaces. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your Allah's mercy and power is even more greater than that. That means if you read 10 times, 10 قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ in a day, 10 palaces are built. Allah's mercy and kindness, Allah's unlimited power, kindness and qudrat that Allah will build, what is it for Allah? It is here for us to take. Allah has given us, put us in this world to take of the great nimets of Akhirat. And we pass it on to our marhumin, they get that. And they are informed, and they know, they are told who has sent it. They acknowledge it also. So what, how happy they get. And they give du'as also there. For their du'as, du'a is du'a. But they won't get the sawab for that du'a. Yeah, we make du'a. We made dua, we get what we want, Allah gives it to us, plus we get the sawab of making dua. There for them no sawab, the door of sawab is closed now, their amal are closed. But the dua is still there, and they make dua also for us. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand, we are not here to build up our houses, we are not here to enjoy life, we are not here for sports, we are not here for outings, we are not here for holidays. We are here to prepare. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Dunya is a tillage, a farm to prepare for the akhirah. We are not here for this dunya sake. We have got it all upside down. Not only with this coronavirus and we listening to everything what they say, all along we got it upside down. We thinking that, yeah, we are living here for this dunya sake. We must enjoy it here, we must live it up, big house, nice car, everything. There are so many people, Allah give us all tawfiq, extremely wealthy, earning well, lot of income. But their lifestyle, extremely simple. Very, very down to earth and simple. Where's all the money going? They've got makatib. They've got madaris. And they are running madrasas. They are running makatib. They are running orphanages. They are seeing to all other good work. So they are earning. Allah is giving them plenty, but they are spending it in that way. Earning their akhirat all the time. We are here for that purpose, not here for this dunya sake. Allah give us all tawfiq. Allah give our marhum, Maulana Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all the ulama, how many ulama have passed away, how many our close and dear ones, and they have gone in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and his father, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had passed away, then we go, we make taziyat, somebody has passed away. He said, the best condolence that was offered to me was by a Bedouin, a person from the villages, like an uncultured person usually. So he said, your father has passed away. He said, yes. He said, he's gone to Allah. He said, yes. He said, who can look after him better, you or Allah? How Allah? One Buzurg says, if Allah offers me to make my hisab kitab myself, I must take my own hisab. I won't do it. I'll leave it. Allah is more kinder to me than what I am to myself also. Allah's mercy is unlimited. So gone to Allah, and how Allah looks after. What we frightened. Allah give us tawfiq. If we love, we love. If we die, we die. And happily we accept this. If we die in coronavirus, shahadat's mort. A person accepts it. And shahadat's mort, we all the time were making dua. Now when it came, now we are frightened. We wanted shahadat smart, Allahumma ja'al mawti, Allahumma rizqni shahadatan fi sabilik, wa ja'al mawti fi baladi habibik. Now when it's near, now we are getting afraid. Allah give us tawfiq. So we shouldn't be afraid. And who are gone in. Many people are seeing so good dreams about those who are gone. They are enjoying their in that life. So Allah let us also always think of them, make isali sawab for them also. And Allah Ta'ala, let us all prepare and accept the law. Make sure our iman and yaqeen is in order. That we don't lose our iman and yaqeen. Allah has sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam wa ta'ala Allah's ahkamah to Hazrat Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, no, Jibreel is going to come with all new laws of Allah. The way we take some of president's his bayan or his some announcement, the way we take it that now this is law from Allah. No, this is man-made. And man makes mistakes. And continuously man errs. We all err so lot. So, but Allah's laws are 100%. Allah ke yaha der hai and der nahi. By the system of Allah, Allah doesn't take a person immediately to task. Allah gives him rope. Allah gives him rope. But nothing is gone unnoticed by Allah. And nothing just goes like that. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a black Sahabi, Abyssinian. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, from Arafat, something happened and he caused the delay for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, in the time, there were some Yemeni Sahaba who were also present. So they made some bad remarks about Hazrat Usama, his color, and the shape of his nose, and that. Derogatory, not nice remarks. And that he caused the delay to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, those people became murtad. And when asked why, they say what comments they made about Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. So our tongue must be very careful. How we speak to our spouses, our children, how we speak to our workers, we just pass any remark on anyone. Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd, he was a small boy, young boy, and he got smallpox, chechak. And then his nose was running. Then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also felt awkward. A small boy, he's got all the smallpox. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took what we'll call a handkerchief and to clean his nose for him. And at the young age of about 18, made the Amir of the Jamaat. Amir of all the Arabs, Amir of all the great, great Sahaba. And what great feats Allah ta'ala blessed him with. So Allah ta'ala, Allah ki yaha dheer hai and dheer nahi. Allah, may that give us tawfiq of tawbah. Tawbah we make, Ya Allah, whoever's rights I have usurped, whoever I have done wrong to, oh Allah, you, from your unlimited treasures and your unlimited sifat of karam and hilam and jood, you give them their full share. And oh Allah, you make me maaf. Allahumma ghfir lana, Allama Alusi has written this dua, Allahumma ghfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Oh Allah, you forgive us all our sins and peoples who makhluqs hukuk that are on us. Sometimes the cat, sometimes some other bird, we troubled birds, we troubled other things also. Oh Allah, whoever has got rights on us of your creation, you to fulfill them. Give them their full rights from your unlimited sources. Your sources are unlimited. And your kindness, your mercy, your jood, your karam is also unlimited. And you forgive us. And another thing also, Allah give us all tawfiq. If I got rights on anyone, if somebody did wrong about me, spoke bad about me, ghibah, didn't fulfill my rights, for your pleasure I forgive it. This will make your heart so much more lighter. And you will feel happy with yourself. Till you haven't forgiven, you are brooding and you making yourself in Jahannam. In this dunya, you putting yourself in Jahannam. And you are all the time, he's like this, he did that, he did that, she did that. All the time we are fighting with ourselves. We are unhappy. We make the people around us unhappy. And if we learn to forgive and we tell Allah, you love to forgive. Innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. You forgive. You are an embodiment of forgiveness. And you love to forgive. And when we forgive one another, you become very happy. You have told us, forgive one another. So if we forgive, so Allah, in your happiness, you forgive us all. And don't ask any questions from any one of us. And don't take any one of us to task. The minute we do that, see how light you feel. And see, you have transferred yourself from Jahannam to Jannat. Otherwise, we're going to be suffering in dunya's Jahannam all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another very important thing is that the amal of shukr, to make shukr. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Very few of my bidness make shukr. And those who make shukr also very little shukr they make. And shukr must be a thing that must, it's just a natural, just think little bit. We just have to make shukr. I take this glass and I drink it and I don't even say Alhamdulillah. Who made this glass? Who brought it here? Who made me sit here and gave me, without the least bit of deserving it. I deserve the worst punishment. But Allah gave, He gave this glass. He gave me my hand. He gave me the power to hold it. All my finger joints are in order. My elbow joint is in order. When I put it to my lips, I haven't got sores, ulcers on my lips. I haven't got sores in my mouth. Otherwise, a drop of water also can't go down. Sometimes doctors stop us from a drop of water also in treatment. All this, and of all these things here, the water itself, is a ni'mat that we can never pay for. When we pay, we say our water and light bill account has come, utility bill very high. So much they charge me, we're going to fight with them also. It is wrong here, something, the meters are not right. But the water we can never pay. What we are paying for is all the pipe work they have laid. The reservoirs they built, they maintain the water. All the pipes have come into our house. We pay the plumber for putting the taps and all the. Our payment is for that, not for water. For one drop of water, wallah, nobody can pay the price. Allah is giving it to us free of charge. And this, all this work that is being done, the water that comes right to our house, yeah, it is just here by my hand. Hey, all this that has been done is by Allah, by who Allah has used, the people who work. And what we are paying for the work they are doing. And that also, Allah in His great mercy has subsidized it for us very, very, very greatly. If we have to think of the water of them laying that, digging that channels, all the water pipes that are coming, all the steps that are coming, all the work, how much shouldn't we have to pay? Allah has subsidized it. And that also we always complaining, my water account is not right. Electricity, I'm paying too much for it. The accounts are coming too high. But we are not paying for the water and the electricity. Allah. So can't we make shukr? And shukr, Allah has commanded us. And shukr, Allah says, wala in shakartum. If you will make shukr. Allah didn't put any quyood conditions that you must have wudu. Like now, we can't make fajr namaz of tomorrow. It's not yet time. So we don't have to wait for the time for shukr to come in. We don't have to have, even if we are without ghusl, make shukr. Better, we stay in the state of taharat all the time. Allah give us tawfiq. Even if we haven't got wudu, we don't have to face qibla. We don't have to come to the masjid, wherever we are. And in return, Allah, He said, la azidannakum. So many ulama, yeah, mashallah, we know lam taqeed, noon thaqeela taqeed, kalamullah in the Quran Sharif, how much Allah will definitely increase you. So even if a person, think of it, even if a person is just, for example, Allah save us all, making two namazes a day. He's not making his five times namaz. But on the two namazes, he makes shukr to Allah. Allah will increase him. Now he'll get tawfiq of making his five namaz. Soon he'll get tawfiq of making tahajjud and ishraq and chashr and awwa just by making shukr. And not only the quantity, the quality also. We make shukr, what's the namaz I made? We all made namaz now. What's our quality of namaz? Where our thoughts go, sometimes in so filthy things also. Then I mean front of Allah, I mean Ramzan, I mean Tarawih. And where my thoughts are going. But Ya Allah, You gave me this outward form of shukr. Buzurg say, just to take the name Allah in total ghaflat, unmindfulness, that also makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. On that, Allah will increase you more. Whatever ni'mat we have got, just we make shukr. And so is, and it's a must. There is no choice for us but to make shukr. And we will get the thawab of making shukr. And Allah will increase His ni'mat. The iman we have got at the moment, make shukr on that iman. Our iman is very weak. Very weak. But make shukr. Allah will give us that iman which Allah wants from us. On that point, one other very important thing. Most of us, inshallah, all of us, we make dua for mort on iman. The dua is mubarak, is good, is correct, but it's not complete. To make dua just for iman, mort, is not complete. Because according to the hadith in Muslim Sharif riwayat come, that how many people who are mu'minin, they die, they made gunas, we all make all the time gunas. And then, or if Allah doesn't forgive us, you will have to go to Jahannam. To get cleansed of that guna. And just to think of one split moment in Jahannam is beyond us. If you die without iman, Allah protect us, then it's forever and ever in Jahannam. And the punishment of Jahannam is not just what it will be at that time. It's going to increase all the time. What will be our, if we died with iman and we had gunas, we'll have to pay for it. And if so, what we must make dua is for iman, iman e kamil, and our complete Islam also, complete obedience, and continuously tawbah and istighfar. We must not miss out on our tawbah and istighfar. We are such that we are, while sitting here in the masjid now, how many of us are in guna also? Where our thoughts are going. How many of us, how we hear people got their cell phones also. And they are watching there. So we are in the bayan, we are listening to bayan, but we are watching some messages that came. other things we are involved in. Our thoughts go to wrong things. Our namaz we have to make tawbah istighfar. Our ibadat we have to make tawbah istighfar. And the actual guna, and one of the worst guna is ghaflat. That a person doesn't even know that I'm in guna. He is happy. And he says, what wrong have I done? I do no wrong. I haven't done any wrong. I don't know why all these conditions on me. That is the biggest guna. That you can't even realize that you are wrongful. That you are in sin. So, tawbah, istighfar, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this ayah, just also before we carry on. This ayat that whenever any musibat comes, we read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is such a great namad that Allah has given this ummah in the sadqa of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaqub alayhi salam is the father of about 1,000 nabis. He also did not have this great the dawlat and treasure of Inna lillahi. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was, his brothers didn't come back with him. Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. That is what he said. This ummah is taught to say on any musibat, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Such a great thing to the sadqa of our Nabi we have been given. Imagine the meaning of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un and Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. Oh, Zameen Asman, not even Zameen Asman. What the darja of the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's darja. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wa sallam is the father of 1,000 nabis approximately. But what Allah has given in the sadqa. And make also everyday shukr. Allah made us human beings. And there is detail in that. Think of it. Allah made us Muslims. Allah made us mu'min. He gave us the dawlat of iman. Just think for a moment. If I was a Jew, if I was a Hindu, if I was an atheist, it was all Allah's choice. He has been so kind. There is nothing we can do but shukr to Allah. Not my choice. Allah made me. Even we are born in a Muslim home, or even if we reverted to Islam, that was also by Allah's tawfiq. Not on your own. Allah gave you that tawfiq. And then Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. For which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to be the Nabi of this ummah. For which when that was already declared and finished for the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of Allah's creation, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they preferred to forego their nabuwat and be the ummati of this ummah, and ummati of this, and Allah has given to free, and do we make shukr for it? We tell the wife, I do so much for you, you don't make shukr. We tell the children, I do so much for you people, but you people don't appreciate. We tell our workers, the worker tells the boss, I do so much for you, but you don't appreciate. And for how much do we appreciate? Allah made us in Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What a great, great namat. If we were na'uzubillah, some Shia, some Qadiani, some other thing, calling ourselves Muslim, Allah made us from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah put us with the ulama-i haq, who we call ulama-i Dioban, but that is our limited interpretation. But the ulama-i haq of the world, of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Allah put us in that Jama'at, and not of our choice. Allah favored us. And He gave it to us free of charge. Just as Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ for the Bani Israel. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا we split the sea for you people. بِكُمْ for your sake. For your safety's sake. For your sake I did it. Allah Ta'ala has for our sake He has given us. Now it is for us to look after this iman. Allah give us tawfiq. In this ayat which I have read, Allah says, In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, you are doing good just for yourself. You haven't done a favor to Allah. You make the whole night tahajjud namaz. Whole year you keep rozas. You go 12 months in the year, you go for Umrah. You haven't done a favor to anyone. It is for your own sake. You're going to get the benefit. And this was actually revealed for the Bani Israel of Baitul Muqaddas. And the whole detail in the beginning of the 15th Supara, Allah explains all this. And it isn't limited to them. And for that time, it is for everyone. Allah. Whatever good we do, is we will get the fruit of it. So we have to see that what we are doing, it is good. Not that I'm thinking it is good. Hey, my niyat, is it correct or not? How many people, the Quran describes that we do a lot of good, but then we make ihsan jatana. We tell, you know, I did this for you, I did for you that. You did good, but you destroyed it all, completely. So we do good, our niyat must be good. It must be done in a good way. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, what a point he made. When we help the poor, then also keep their dignity and their honor in mind. What the, how he explained the thing, my mind never ever went to that. He says, like many charitable organizations, they give charity, and then when they are giving to the poor, they're taking photos also. So he says, you put yourself in that, you were a poor person. You put them in their shoes. And now, because I'm poor, my photo, they want to advertise the charitable organization. We did this good work, we did that good work, at their cost, at their dignity's cost. And they really, it is explained in the hadith, they are the rich people. We are in need of them. And Qiyamah day, many a rich, poor person will hold the hand of the rich person and take him to Jannah. That you help me, and he will take him. So we have to see that we keep the dignity. One here, Manana explains that some people came and complained. They came into my house without permission, taking a video of the house, that this is how they are living in the shack here, in the stun shanty. Now if you were in that condition, somebody is now exploiting you, exploiting your poverty. So when we help also, do we have to learn? And we see the Buzurgan-e-Deen, how they help. Hey, what we are taught, that you must keep what your right hand and your left hand doesn't know about it. Nobody knows about it. And keep the izzat in place. And realize that we are in need of them, they are not in need of us. Allah's system is working. Allah gave us money today, we are spending upon them, but it is that we are in need of them. In some countries, the way the system of the countries, there are no sort of poor people. Though really all of them are poor. They are living just on loans of the banks all the time. So they are really zakatable. But the way the system is, just a cardboard paper system, that all the things of this world are carrying on. But in reality they have got nothing whatsoever. So we can give easily to so many poor people, but keep their izzat also in mind. Allah give us tawfiq. So all this, whatever is happening, let us remember, if we do good, it is just for our, it is not a favor. If you bring iman, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, don't now think and tell sort of to Allah, I brought iman, I did a big sacrifice. Or whatever a person does, we did, it's just for ourselves. And then Allah showed that with Baytul Muqaddas, which was the honorable, great masjid at that time, the most honorable place. But when the Bani Israel disobeyed Allah, transgressed, then the enemy came with their boots and shoes, and they just went through the whole masjid and destroyed everything, killed everyone. Allah has got no family ties with anyone. What our actions are with Allah, Allah deals with us according to that. And we are warned in so many different ways. Don't think I belong to a pious family, that my parents were so pious. They were great ulama, or they are sayyids. So I'm safe. I got no problem. No, don't let us be under that wrong illusion also and think that just because of them, I'm all right. That I'm a graduate of a certain Darul Uloom. I got contact with certain sheikh, so I'm all right. No, it is you yourself, your amal that are going to count. Well, وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. And if you do wrong, you're going to pay for it. It will be upon you. And Allah Ta'ala وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah on His own forgives vast, vast amounts of our gunas. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this is a test and trial, this pandemic that we have got here at the moment, the plague that is here. So in all this also, do right, do good. And the good that we have to do starts the first, our iman and yaqeen. Don't turn our iman and yaqeen from the zaat of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, onto the makhluk of Allah. Don't change the laws of Allah for the laws of the creation. For the creation. Allah Jibreel alayhi salam came, he brought the full message. Don't think that any other now change, amendment is going to come to our deen. Our deen is complete, it is perfect. And that is the deen that we have to follow. So let us do good and follow the proper deen of Allah Ta'ala. As it has been brought to us, and for it to come to us, it hasn't just come like that. It wasn't a red carpet treatment and it has come. But great, great, great sacrifices from the greatest of the great Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What sacrifices? In the battle of Khandaq, the battle of the trench, a sahabi comes and shows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, my hunger, I fastened a stone to my stomach. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lifts his kurta and shows he has got two stones fastened. How the sahaba in the battle of the trench, five namazes became qaza. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his namaz was the most dearest to him. For us, if we didn't eat is a problem. For Nabi alayhi, but the what conditions came through all that our deen. And every Imam Abu Hanifa, all the great ulama, Imam Sarakhsi, Allah Akbar. For how many years in a well he was imprisoned? He had to do his toilet there. His students used to drop his food down there. And for a number of years, but they served deen through all. Now when it has come in a plate to us ready, let us just at least appreciate it. If they gave their blood, let us at least give some sweat. A little bit from our side. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum gave their lives to make the deen alive. And today we are sacrificing the deen for our life's sake. That my life must not go. Allah Ta'ala, what the change has come into us. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we understand that the laws of Allah are the right, correct laws. And observe them. And encourage other people also. By encouraging others, it's our duty also. And we will become stronger. How much we will tell others, so much ours will become stronger. So much Allah's help will come with us. Don't be afraid. Tell the people what are the right things. And especially all the Muslims, in them the ulama and our Jamaat brothers, the pious people, we are made by Allah the custodians of the deen. And look after the deen as it is supposed to be looked after. We must not destroy the deen. We mustn't bring a new picture of deen. Ulama have written also, the famous hadith, we all know that on the day of Qiyamah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be giving Kawthar, from the fountain of Kawthar, he will be giving water, the wonderful drink of Kawthar, then certain people will come whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will recognize also. These are my ummatis, signs of wudu, etc., whatever. Then, but the malaika will say that these people, you don't know what changes they brought in your deen after you. How they changed your deen. Usually we refer to it that bid'at, etc. But bid'at are not limited to what we have got in our minds, who is a bid'ati or what is bid'at. It's much more broader. And the new things that we are bringing. Somebody has brought other kinds of new things. And we are bringing other kind of new things into our deen. So we must be very careful that we don't bring a change into the deen. We should try and maintain. And all this, it looks like it's only for the masjid. As though the whole virus is only in the masjid, nowhere else. Not even in the toilets of our houses. Nowhere else there. Not in the whole taxi industry. Not in the informal settlements. It's all only in the masjid. And who is saying that? No one else but we ourselves. The way we carrying on. As though we're telling one another. Phoning one another. Women are phoning. Women are telling their men folk, don't go masjid. Work you can go. Shopping malls you can go. Everywhere else you can go. But masjid you mustn't go. As if it's only in the masjid. One person in one town. MashaAllah, regular Jamaati worker, namazi, good Muslim. He went to masjid, everything also. He got ill. He passed away. So the one person who got that other kind of thinking, he phoned the Mufti Saab and he told him, you must close your masjid. This man came to masjid and now he died. He had corona. He died. So he told him, he went home also. He went to his shop also. And he went to Checkers also. So you close all that up. Then I will close the masjid also. As if it's only in the masjid, it's nowhere else. Whereas when we enter the masjid, we read, Allah give us tawfiq of reading the du'as, Allahumma ftah li abwab rahmati. Oh Allah, open not bab rahmati, the door of rahmat, your doors of rahmat. And Allah's doors of rahmat, who can ever imagine how big those are? But we see opposite that Allah has put all the nowhere else that is, not in the shops, not in our surgeries, not in our practices, not in the shopping mall, nowhere, only in a masjid we see it. Hey, Allah Ta'ala, this is the place, whereas it comes in the Hadith Sharif. When a person leaves home to go to the masjid, then Allah's rahmat comes, Allah's protection is on that person. When we enter our homes and we make salam, Allah puts His protection in that home. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us His protection. And all this distancing, it seems also it's only for the masjid. We will give big lectures that you must observe the social distancing. But really we call it social, but it's religious distancing. Social life, there is no distancing. In our homes, who is distancing in the home? Everything we are closed. True brothers, father and children come together to the masjid. Together. No distancing. But when they're in the masjid, now they must distance. They go back home, no distancing. But when in the masjid, must distance. Where does it make sense? One big organization, a religious organization, one person went there, and they all promoting all the time, you must distance. But there, 85%, no one is distancing, nobody got masks. And the mask story is an international debate, fierce debate, that of every person we have to exhale and inhale. We inhale pure oxygen, Allah's system. And we exhale carbon dioxide. Now with the mask, you are blocking that carbon dioxide and breathing it back in. And that is toxic, it's poisonous, which as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when we will take medicine as poison, and poison as medicine, فَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى, then we can only complain to Allah. Now we are breathing in that. One good friend of ours, he used to wear two masks, and a shield also. And he got very ill. He was in the ICU. Allah gave him shifa. He's mashallah back home. He's getting better. But that's not going to block it. Our breaking the laws, the immorality in the world today. And all this, we know, lesbianism. And just somebody speaks something against them, they make a big noise about it. And we, for the truth, it is like the crooks. They also say we must be given freedom to steal. Nobody must speak bad. They are doing worse than the crooks, their crimes are. All this immoral acts which are carrying on. Passed by government. People are not allowed to speak against it. And we ask if we can't speak, but did we make dua? Ya Allah, remove all these real viruses from the earth. Even for this virus, did we make dua? The virus of all this immorality, did we even make dua? Ya Allah, remove it from the earth. We're not worried at all. As long as I'm getting my bread and butter and tea, I'm quite happy. I got my home, I got everything, I'm happy. But how lot of wrong? And the ummat is responsible. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We are commanded that we must see to all this. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And as far as all the sanitizing and that is concerned, what they have to learn from the Muslims, the basics of hygiene and cleanliness. Till now, they will go to a toilet, they will go to a urinal, stand and urinate, and after that, not even a tissue, nothing. All that urine drops in their trouser. And from our side, it's napak, it's najis. But even hygienically, that it is full of terrible, terrible, poisonous chemicals. The urine also, the stool also, and that stool, when they go to the toilet, there is of course no water they use, they make a joke, they used to make a joke. And then, the toilet paper, what do? They only polish themselves with the dirt and filth. And with that same filth and dirt, they go in a bathtub. And that water, to save water, few members of the family use it. And it is polluted. In Bella Bella Wombats, which is in the famous place for the hot water springs, one local businessman, Muslim man, told us They tasted the water sparkling, blue, wonderful. But they tasted the water, 60% urine was in the water. And whose urine? My urine is Napa. Yours is Napa. It's najis. But the urine of those people who eat swine and drink wine, hey, how filthy isn't that? And our people, that same businessman, he told me that a 60-year-old grandmother came. He's got the outfitter shop. He says that she wanted a bikini. She said, give me a bikini. 60-year-old granny. He said, what you want a bikini? That they don't allow you to go with your clothes like that. You must have a bikini to go. Now, where are we? What direction are we in? What are we thinking? So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that our deen, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa radhitu lakum al-islamu deena. Allah gave us this perfect and complete deen. Also about Musa alayhi salam, when they crossed the sea, Allah made the paths for them. It was the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. In shukr to Allah, Musa alayhi salam kept roza on that day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to Medina, saw the Jews keeping. Why? Because they got salvation from Fir'aun. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, we got more. So that also, see, shukr again by keeping roza also. Make shukr verbally. Make shukr by feeding the poor. Make shukr by keeping roza. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudiya, 40 days he kept roza. He went in Jamaat, and 40 days he kept roza that Allah gave, and where Allah gave him a place, which today is part of the Haram. It was just at the door of the Haram. Madrasa? Shariatul Ulum? No. Ulum-e-Sharia. Yeah, Ulum-e-Sharia. Right at the door of Masjid al-Nabawi. Today it's part of the Masjid. Allah gave him a place there. He made shukr by keeping roza. So we also, Allah give us tawfiq. So Ashura will be coming soon. And shukr that Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make that be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I live next year, I'll keep two rozas. To differentiate from the Jews and the Quran. The Quran Sharif right at the beginning says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Not the path of the Jews and the Christians, those who are gone astray. But today our dressing is like them. Their laws we give preference to. Our houses are like them. Our holidays are like them. Our weddings are like them. Almost, and now one person informed me, he asked a question. He says that in their masjid now, you have to book your spot online. You have to book your spot on. And he says this is exactly what the Jews and Christians are doing. They have to book their spots also in the churches and the synagogues online. We are going what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as a lizard goes to its hole, we will follow the Jews and Christians. We never thought that we will see and hear about these things. In one other country, you have to book your spot, and you have to book online. And only after 12 at night, he says, if you try half an hour, 1 hour before Fajr, all the spots are for all five namazes. So you must stay awake 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock, then you must book your spot. Did Allah made our doors wide open. You come whenever you want to make i'tikaf in the masjid. Stay in the masjid. Allah has the doors of rahmat. Allahumma iftahli abwaab rahmati. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا بَيْتُ اللَّهِ شَرِيفٍ. A person, Allah says, who enter آمِنًا, peace for that person. And the effect of Baytullah is on all the masjids of the world. Whoever enters a masjid, كَانَ آمِنًا. Allah gives him that certificate. You are protected. You are safe. You are 100% safe. But we seeing the opposite. We are propagating the opposite. That masjid is the epicenter of the virus. Allah's protection is here. Allah give us proper understanding. And we are supposed to be the custodians and uphold the haq. Not that we kill the haq. And we destroy the haq. Allah give us all tawfiq. And whatever Allah has written, that is going to happen. If your virus is written for you, you can take no precaution. You can take all the precautions. It's going to come. And if it's not written for you, you take no precautions of this world, it's by in the hands of Allah. Mort is in the hands of, if we don't die now, we're going to die later. But nobody's going to live forever. We're all going to die. So let us keep our iman in order. That is the most important. And we ask Allah for afiyat and salamati and make it easy for all of us. Allah guide us to righteousness. MashaAllah, today gasht was also made and jamaats went out. And to bring this in our lives, really one great, great effort is the effort of tabligh and da'wat. To bring this whole deen into our lives. Effort is being made. In these conditions also, what difficult conditions, but brothers are coming, they are making their gasht, etc. They are going to the doors. Our own Muslim brothers don't want to see them at the doors also. That they're going to bring the virus here. They are bringing Allah's rahmat. They are not no virus. They are taking Allah's rahmat everywhere, but they are tolerating all this. Let us also do our share. So inshallah, who is ready to go out in jamaat, whether it is for 4 months, 40 days, who is ready, inshallah. For our log, at least ta'aleem in the house we can do. Ta'aleem in the masjid we set. These are the sources of Allah's rahmat coming down. So inshallah, who is ready, inshallah. MashaAllah, 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 MashaAllah. 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 Stand up, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What a good environment, MashaAllah. And this standing also, we will see the returns of it in the qabr, in the akhirah. Just getting up and making this niyat. MashaAllah. 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 Muhammad. Take up the opportunity. And we are in Ashhur-e-Hurum, the honorable months. In these months, every good deed, the sawab is increased. And Allah save us from every guna. In these months, gunas are also very serious. Throughout our whole life, gunas are serious. But they are more serious in these months. Who else, inshallah? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Mufti Sahib. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah? Allah accept, inshallah. Increase us in every good and save us from every evil, inshallah. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء مع استحقاقنا بأفانين العقاب اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. Oh Allah, save us, save the whole ummah, save the whole soul of mankind from this virus, O Allah. O Allah, remove it from the surface of the earth, O Allah. O Allah, let all our matters return to normality and let it be better than before, O Allah. O Allah, all the evils which are in the world, O Allah, all the munkarat, all this immorality, whatever sins, whoever of us are involved in, free us from our sins, O Allah. Let us realize and let us make tawbah, O Allah. Bless us with the great gift of tawbah and istighfar, O Allah. Let us live with iman kamil, with islam kamil, O Allah. O Allah, let us punctuate our lives all the time with tawbah and istighfar. Give us the tawfiq of shukr, O Allah. O Allah, whoever you take from us, take them with perfect iman. Make their full maghfirat, O Allah. And whoever lives, O Allah, let us live on Islam and deen properly and correctly, O Allah. Make it easy. We are weak, O Allah. We are very, very weak, O Allah. O Allah, you be our God and you be our helper, O Allah. O Allah, all who have passed away in the ummah, in all the Muslims, forgive all of them, O Allah. Who are living, O Allah, give us proper iman and Islam. And on our time, let us die with iman. And let us die with tawbah and maghfir and istighfar. O Allah, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna, ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.